The UK is seeing an upsurge in the theft of catalytic converters from cars. Criminals are melting the converters down to get the precious metals they are made from.
Catalytic converters are fitted to most modern cars to change substances and exhaust gases like carbon monoxide into less harmful emissions. They're made using valuable metals like platinum, which have risen in price, as John Mayer, a mining analyst with the investment bank SP Angel, explains.
The three metals used in three-way catalysts, which are found in virtually every car that's sold these days, are platinum, palladium and rhodium.
Why have prices for these precious metals, whether it's rhodium or palladium, why have they risen so much?
South Africa, which is one of the largest producers, saw a number of lockdowns in the year. So that was a pretty severe interruption to mine supply in a market that's been pretty tight. There's a pretty well-established market for recycling catalysts off cars.
Are unscrupulous scrap metal dealers cashing in, buying stolen devices from thieves, no questions asked?
There's a lot of that going on, and as platinum and palladium and rhodium prices rise, the thieves are ever busier, so their profit margins are going up. There's a large labour element in any form of scrap recovery and sorting, and I guess this is just another part of the recovery chain. We expect the physical demand for palladium and rhodium to remain pretty strong.
The crime of stealing catalytic converters continues to become more common, much to the dismay of victims. Edmund King is the president of the Automobile Association, a breakdown recovery group which has lobbied for motorists in the UK for more than 100 years.
There has been a massive spike in thefts of catalytic converters, particularly over the last 3 years. You know, people's cars are close to their heart and they hate the idea that in the dark of night someone is going under their car, cutting off part of their exhaust system. And it can cost them a lot of money to get it repaired.
And worth noting too, I think, the thieves have the tools to steal one of these devices by cutting part of the exhaust off within a minute.
Some of these gangs are pretty professional. They'll just jack up the car. They've got electric saws. They will saw the exhaust system. And yes, they can literally be gone in 60 seconds. They're targeting all sorts of places where cars are parked. Hospital car parks, a crematorium, a train car park.
What can those law enforcement authorities do to stop the crime?
One of the things that governments have looked at is tightening the laws on scrap dealers and trying to stop scrap dealers' money laundering.
Thieves are stealing catalysers like this in Ford's F-150. The illicit sale of the precious metals in the device is supported by an international network of criminals. The British police recently detained a ship in the North Sea transporting exhaust parts to West Africa. The authorities in the United States are also investigating increasing reports of the crime. As automotive expert Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, explains.
One thing they look for are vehicles that may have what are called a heavy metal loading, which use more of the rare metals than others. And those typically are going to be vehicles that are gas guzzlers. Pickup trucks are a good example. Because they use so much fuel, they have to have more elements like platinum in their catalytic converters.
Should the automotive industry be doing more to make these catalytic converters much more secure to prevent the thieves stealing them?
It's difficult to do anything about this. Thieves have learned that they can use pipe cutters and other easily obtained tools to cut the converters off very, very quickly. There's been discussion of using some basic technologies, if you will, putting a cage over the converter, for example.
I wonder, will this crime start to reduce when electric cars become much more common in the future because they don't need these kind of catalyzers in the exhaust?
We're going to see a shift to more and more electric vehicles. They're not going to be trying to clean up their exhaust because there is no exhaust. The question is whether we'll find thieves looking for new opportunities going forward, perhaps trying to steal the battery.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.